With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A West Bay man who didn't turn up to court to face assault charges is now a wanted man. Police put out an appeal on Thursday asking for the public's help to track down 36-year-old Derek Osney Bush, also known as Bushy, from West Bay. You can find his photo by heading to radiokman.gov.ky. Officers warn that anyone who does see him should not approach. Instead, note his location and call 911 immediately. A police training exercise on West Bay Road led to a minor accident Wednesday afternoon. A police service vehicle with sirens and lights activated for training was involved in a collision with a Chevrolet Colorado near Lawrence Boulevard. Both vehicles received minor damage, and officials confirmed there were no injuries at the scene. As a precaution, both drivers took breathalyzer tests, each returning negative results for alcohol. K-Man wraps up its trip to London, which included a sit-down with a political group in full support of the jurisdiction. Here's CIGTV's Lavita Thompson.
The Cayman Islands All-Party Parliamentary Group, or APPG, hosted a reception in London on Tuesday evening. The APPG, re-established in May 2025 following the UK general election, serves as a cross-party platform for British parliamentarians with an interest in the Cayman Islands and strengthening UK-Cayman relations. Chaired by Sarah Champion MP, with Lord Brady of Altrincham as vice chair, the group has grown to over 30 members from all political parties and both houses of parliament. The APPG focuses on three key areas: the environment, with emphasis on oceans, sanctions, and financial services. The reception marks another important milestone in the long-standing relationship between the Cayman Islands and the United Kingdom.
Elected leaders attended the annual Joint Ministerial Council meetings while in the UK. The Premier is now traveling to India for the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development's Global Forum on Tax Transparency before heading to Florida for talks on Cayman's growing reinsurance sector. Cayman's Labor Tribunal is welcoming 17 newly appointed members, including chairs Pramod Joshi and Stephen Simons. The appointments increase the tribunal's roster to 26, and the minister responsible says the expansion promises, quote, quicker, more consistent decisions for both workers and employers. The public can access the full list of tribunal members at gov.ky/DLP. The National Training and Development Unit is shining a spotlight on Caymanian success through its technical and vocational education and training and ready-to-work KY programs.
We've witnessed the difference these programs can make in the lives of Caymanians who are willing to take that first step, whether it's gaining a new skill, finding employment, or building confidence in their abilities. The results speak for themselves.
Manager of the unit, Kimon Chambers, tells Radio Cayman, TVET and Ready to Work are, quote, catalysts for empowerment, giving Caymanians the tools to take control of their future. Ministry for Training Deputy Chief Officer Jerome McCoy.
Every success story that emerges from these initiatives represents a stronger, more self-reliant Cayman Islands, and that's exactly what we're working towards.
The TVET program offers industry-relevant training and certification opportunities that bridge the gap between education and employment, while the Ready to Work initiative supports unemployed Caymanians hoping to re-enter the workforce through practical training, upskilling, and short-term employment placements. If you'd like to take advantage of either of these programs, you're encouraged to register on the Jobs Cayman portal. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Tom Sanders. The fire service in Hong Kong says the fire alarms were not working properly in the tower blocks where the territory's worst blaze in decades happened. Around 130 people are confirmed to have died in the fire. The Hong Kong authorities say it appears to have started in the protective netting surrounding the lower floor of the buildings, which were being renovated. Hundreds of people are now known to have died in flooding, which struck South and Southeastern Asia this week. The Indonesian island of Sumatra was the worst affected place. Ukraine's anti-corruption authorities said they're searching the offices of Andriy Yermak, President Zelensky's chief of staff. It's the latest in a series of arrests in recent months. The United Nations Human Rights Office has called for an investigation into the killing by the Israeli security forces of two Palestinian men after they had surrendered. The UN agency said it was an apparent summary execution in Jenin in the West Bank. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban is in Moscow to discuss energy issues with Vladimir Putin. The country depends on Russia for oil and gas, and Mr. Orban says he's been given an exemption from US sanctions on Russia, which allows him to continue with imports. BBC News.